This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Incessant rainfall hampers daily life across the country. Heavy to very heavy rainfall forecast for 12 hours from 8 p.m. today. Long-distance travel suspended for 3 days amid landslide and flood risk. Tribhuvan International Airport suspends domestic flights due to poor weather condition. And U.S. President Trump sells Israel to stop bombing Gaza as Hamas agrees to release hostages. Now the news in detail. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has reported continuous rainfall across the country since early this morning. The department has also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall from 8 p.m. today until 8 a.m. tomorrow. Residents have been urged to stay alert and take necessary precautions. Department Director General Komal Ram Joshi said Bagmati, Mades, Gundaki and Lumini provinces are expected to receive very heavy rain with some areas possible exceeding 200 millimeters between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. People living near rivers and flood-prone areas have been advised to remain cautious and avoid unnecessary travel during this critical period. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has urged authorities to suspend long-distance vehicle services to and from the Kathmandu Valley for 3 days from today to Monday, citing continuous heavy rainfall. In a public notice issued today, the authority warned of increased risk of landslides, floods and inundation and called on transport operators and concerned agencies to hold operations temporarily. It has also requested district administration officers and security agencies to strictly monitor and enforce the suspension. The Kanti Highway has been closed until further notice due to the risk of disasters from incessant rainfall since yesterday. In a public notice, Assistant Chief District Officer of Lalitpur, Geeta Ghimir, urged people to take necessary precautions, avoid risky areas and use alternative routes in case of emergencies. Likewise, traffic police have stopped vehicles at several points along BP Highway after incessant rainfall triggered mudslides along the route. Chief of the Kabri Palanchuk Traffic Police Office, Sunil Dhanju, said vehicles are being halted at Dhulikhil, Bhokunde and Mongoltar to ensure the safety of passengers and drivers. Likewise, vehicles operating long-distance services that departed from the Kathmandu Valley this morning are returning due to heavy rainfall affecting various parts of the country. The Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police said service operators were alerted to landslides at several points along major highways, prompting many to cancel trips and return back. Naresh Raj Subedi, spokesperson for the Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office, said landslides along the BP, Aranikur and Prithivi highways forced vehicles to return midway through their journeys to ensure passenger safety. Meanwhile, with the heavy rains heightening road risk, Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police are using microphone announcements at major checkpoints, urging drivers to exercise extra caution. Traffic Police Chief Navaraj Adhikari said rainfall has made roads slippery, reduced visibility and increased the chances of landslides and flooding. Announcements are being made at key entry and exit points, including Nagdunga, Saga, Thankut, Balaju and Sadubatu, to remind drivers to remain alert and drive safely. Tribhuvan International Airport has suspended all domestic flights today following continuous rainfall since early morning. General Manager of Tribhuvan International Airport, Hansa Raj Pandey, said flights to and from Kathmandu, Bharatpur, Janakpur, Bhadrapur, Pokhara and Tumlingtar were grounded due to poor weather conditions caused by persistent rain. International flights, however, remain unaffected. The District Administration Office Kashi has advised tourists not to trek in high Himalayan regions due to the risk of heavy rain and snowfall forecast until Monday. Assistant Chief District Officer Siva Prasad Lamsal said notices have been issued warning against visits to Annapurna Base Camp, Mardi Trek, Matsapusre Model Trek, Kapuche and Kumal routes. He says snowfall is likely in higher areas and urged all to avoid trekking during this period. The administration also asks the public to stay alert to possible floods, landslides and other disasters and to contact local authorities or security agencies in case of emergencies. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Hamas has reportedly agreed to release all remaining Israeli hostages, while requesting further negotiations on several issues outlined in the U.S. peace plan for Gaza. The BBC cited Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as saying Israel is preparing to immediately implement the first phase of U.S. President Donald Trump's plan, which lays out specific steps for a ceasefire and hostage release. In a social media post, Trump expressed his belief that Hamas is ready for a lasting peace and called on Israel to stop the bombing of Gaza. Hamas, however, has not addressed key elements of the Trump plan, including disarmament and withdrawal from its governance role in Gaza, leaving significant questions about the plan's full implementation. Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party, LDP, has elected 64-year-old Sanae Takeuchi as its new leader, putting her on track to become the country's first female prime minister. According to the BBC, Takeuchi, considered one of the party's most conservative figures, faces multiple challenges, including uniting a party weakened by scandals and internal conflicts, managing a sluggish economy and addressing household struggles with inflation. If confirmed as Prime Minister, she will also need to navigate a delicate U.S.-Japan relationship and oversee the tariff agreements made under the previous government. Takeuchi succeeds Shigeru Shiba, who stepped down last month after a year in office following election losses that cost the LDP its parliamentary majority. Now the agenda with the forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning is likely to occur at many places in the hilly and terrain regions of Kosi, Madis, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and at some places in the hilly and terrain regions of the remaining provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at a few places in the hilly and terrain regions of Kosi, Madis, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places in the terrain region of Lumbini province. Very heavy rainfall is also likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly and terrain regions of Madis, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Incessant rainfall hampers daily life across the country. Heavy to very heavy rainfall forecast for 12 hours from 8 p.m. today. Long distance travel suspended for 3 days amid landslide and flood risk. Tribune International Airport suspends domestic flights due to poor weather conditions. And U.S. President Trump tells Israel to stop bombing Gaza as Hamas agrees to release hostages. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.